from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The exclusive sponsor of Grant and Danny is the law firm Cundor and Murad. They can guide you and your family in the right direction. They can help you to draft a will, set up a trust, or create a healthcare power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys at kmlawyers.com and tell them we sent you to get a discount. kmlawyers.com, mention Grant and Danny. It's told you several times throughout the show, we would be giving away tickets to see Kevin Hart at DAR Constitution Hall right here at the top of our final segment. So without further ado, caller 10 at 800-636-1067. Congrats. You're winning two tickets to see Kevin Hart's Act My Age tour. Sunday, September 15th, DAR Constitution Hall tickets have gone on sale. For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com/events. Let's go to the BetQL guest hotline. Welcome onto the show, friend of the program and a good buddy of mine for many years, J.J. Cooper of Baseball America. There are a few people in this industry who put the time and effort into prospects in the minor leagues and baseball, like the editor-in-chief of BA, and he joins us now on Dylan Cruz Day in D.C. J.J., we're live at the ballpark. The Nats are giving out 10,000 commemorative T-shirts for Cruz's debut tonight, and as you can imagine with the Yankees and Soto in town, the vibes are strong, sir.
I can imagine. When you say the Yankees and Soto, you know, I know it's D.C., but also I think you got to throw Judge in that, too, when you're talking about a dude who's got, what, now 10 homers in the last 9 games or whatever it is, 9 and 10. But, man, yeah, it should be a very fun night there. I'm unfortunately in North Carolina. I'm in the market, so I'm blacked out. So I'll have to watch it on Big Inning when I get little snippets of it.
Yeah, it's almost weird when Judge doesn't homers, J.J. Let's get into Dylan Cruz, though. This is such a fun night. The symmetry, you can't help but look at it with James Wood and Dylan Cruz and sort of the future is almost here for the Washington Nationals, and then their recent past, of course, with all the glory from Juan Soto. It's a special night. But I want you to get into Dylan Cruz. What is he right now, and what do you think he's going to be?
Right now, he's a work in progress. I don't want to be like the wet blanket on this, but you know, it's been an okay season. It hasn't been more than that. His first full pro season has been solid, but he really has not had a stretch where he's kind of set the world on fire. He doesn't have a month this year where he's hit 300, which is kind of shocking to me considering how good he was as a hitter, you know, in college at LSU. He doesn't have a season this month where he's hit 5 homers in a month. You know, it's been a solid, well-rounded season, but I think that there's a lot more hopefully to come for him. He got a lot more aggressive this year. He's not showing the walk rate that he showed in college, which probably is partly because, you know, he was pretty patient in college and they really weren't going to challenge him. But what we're hoping to see now is a little bit more power, a little bit more of the hitting ability going forward as well. I kind of feel like this is a perfect kind of way for Dylan Cruz to get to the big leagues, kind of see what his offseason to-do list is going to be, get acclimated to the big leagues, and then hopefully take another step forward in 2025.
Yeah, I think that's everybody's goal is, you know, he's setting the foundation now. And it's not a bad foundation. Like, you take his name and his draft resume out of the equation, and I just present You know, a guy on a 25 homer, 40 plus steal pace over 162 games with an OPS just shy of 800. I'm going, who's that guy? He's interesting. But because it's Cruz, to your point, I think we were expecting a little more. But let's talk like long term, big picture. If he reaches his potential, where do you guys have him ranked right now among the best prospects in the game? And what would that look like if he does find that other gear and kind of max out?
So we've got him number four right now on our top 100. I will say some of that is kind of because of what his resume is coming into this year, right? We've never had a reason to really knock him down much. But I will point out, like, his season this year, just among his contemporaries, Christian Campbell's part of that same draft class as him. Drafted way later than Dylan Cruz. Double A and Triple A, he's been better than Dylan Cruz. Kyle Teal's been better than Dylan Cruz. Matt Shaw's been better than Dylan Cruz. Like, I'm not trying, you know, like, it's a good season, but I can rattle off probably 10 guys who are his age or younger who've had better seasons in the upper minors this year, who don't have any kind of, like, they're either drafted the same year as Cruz was, or they're a year or two younger. Samuel Basayo for the Orioles has had a better year than Dylan Cruz. So I do want to, you know, like, I do think that this is just a step for him along the way. His acclimation period to pro ball has been a little bit longer maybe than some of these other guys. You know, like, he becomes, it's amazing. We now have the first, the second, the fourth, and the sixth players in the 2023 draft are now going to be big leaguers. The thing that he does really well and the thing that he gives him a chance to really be an impact player for the Nationals going forward is he does so many things well. He should be a solid defender in the outfield, you know, an asset defensively in the outfield. He should hit for average. He should get on base. He should have power. He should steal bases. There's not really anything that Dylan Cruz is like a giant weakness to his game. What we really just want to see now are that these things that you would describe as are solid now, some of them become well above average or spectacular in the future. And that's what we're just kind of waiting to see. That's what he showed it at LSU, you know, a good bit of the time. So it's in there. We just haven't seen it yet as a pro.
J.J. Cooper, Baseball America with us here on G&D. So you mentioned as an outfielder, I think he's grown there a little bit, but maybe there's even more room to do so. Where does he profile long-term for you, and how good can he be as an outfielder?
So I think that he's a guy who can play center, but you probably you very well may have guys who are better defensively in center. I think, like, on this Nationals team, I think – I don't know that he's ever going to be – if Jacob Young's going to be – you know, if Jacob Young, James Wood probably, you're right. Like, I think he probably ideally is a corner, but he can play center, right? I don't know if he's going to be that plus-plus defender in center that you kind of dream of, that kind of guy. I think he's more of a solid defender. He's going to be an asset out there, but, again, this kind of fits with a lot of this Dylan Cruz, like, where it's like he's good, but it's not like something where you're like, oh, he's going to be the best defensive center fielder, you know, the best defensive outfielder in the game or anything like that. He's going to be very good out there. He's going to be solid out there. But I would say you kind of very well may have a better center fielder, depending. And again, we also don't know where's, you know, C.J. Abrams is a core guy on this, but, you know, is he going to be able to stick at shortstop long term? Because defensively, there's been some issues. The thing that does jump about this is that we are seeing, though, the signs of the rebuild kind of really taking hold here, because you look at Abrams and Garcia and Wood and now Cruz and Copley Cabert Ruiz with a bounce back after, you know, a little bit of an up and down year this year. Brady House not being that far away. There is a really good young core here now.
JJ, we'll let you out on this. We got about a minute left. It's JJ Cooper. Check out his work at baseballamerica.com. Joining us live on 106.7 The Fan, about 5 minutes out from Nats pregame. Dylan Cruz in the lineup, batting second tonight. What have you made of James Wood's start to his career? Man, is he advanced. I just can't believe the quality of the at-bat, the pitches he spits on at 21 years old. It's been incredible to watch.
No, this is where, again, if I was feeling like a little bit like a wet blanket there, now I'll do the opposite. I don't know how you couldn't – it's hard not to be exceptionally excited about what James Wood can be. He's already advanced at this age in all these really hard skills to have as a pro, especially as a big leaguer. And I think that there's still room for – he's more of a skilled player. Like, that I think the tools are really going to take off as he gets older, like hits the ball and, you know, pulls the ball in the air more regularly, things like that. You already see the strength. You already see that he works counts so well. He's such a good hitter for such a big dude, for such a long lever dude, that I think that you're talking about a guy who's a cornerstone of this Nationals team into the 2030s.
JJ, great to catch up with you, man. Be well. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
JJ Cooper of BaseballAmerica.com. Before we set the table with lineups and get you ready for Nats baseball tonight, let's hit a couple of big headlines here on Grant and Danny. Right as we were going on the air today, CeeDee Lamb got paid a massive contract. The Dallas Cowboys agreeing to a four-year deal worth about $136 million. When you break it down, it's a $34 million AAV. That's just $1 million behind Justin Jefferson as the highest paid wide receivers in football. He also broke a record for guaranteed money at the position.
Yeah, superstar. And you knew this was going to happen, just a matter of time. And it's, you know, I guess one of the last days you can get this done, right? And it went down that way. So it worked. I mean, his plan, he didn't really, you know, do the full-on holdout thing. He held in, so to speak, but it ended up being effective. And he is a star. Had 135 catches last year for almost 1,800 yards.
NFL high, by the way. 135 catches, to your point, last season. A trade that came in just a few minutes ago in the NFL, it's just kind of odd. The Packers traded a late pick, looks like a seventh rounder, for quarterback Malik Willis of the Tennessee Titans.
Really? Okay. So this is the kind of thing, by the way, we talk about this all the time. I would do this. Not necessarily, you know, Nick, I'm desperate to have Malik Willis on my roster otherwise, but I would have a kind of gimmicky, athletic, running, playmaking quarterback as my backup. Because the short sample is more kind to those guys. It's sort of a different profile. I know Love's an athletic guy as a starter, but not the same way Malik Willis is. That would intrigue me if I was the Green Bay Packers. But so I would do stuff like that, but that's it.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Interesting.
All right, let's get ready for Nats baseball on Grant and Danny. Pregame is minutes away with Charlie and Dave. We'll get it started with your lineups and pitching matchups, which are brought to you by The Window Man. Since 1989, The Window Man's been the educational window company. Get your free, no pressure, in-home estimate at thewindowman.com or at their Fairfax showroom.
When we going to pitch, Mitch Parker, behind Mitchell Parker, leading off my shortstop seat. Abrams and batting second in right field. It's Cruz Day, people. Dylan Cruz. They're not booing. They're cruising.
They're not booing, people.
Batting third in left field, the James Wood. Batting fourth, first base, Andres Chaparro. Batting fifth, doing the catch, and K-Bear Ruiz. Batting sixth, your DH Juan Yepez. Batting seventh, playing third base, Jose Tenya Rizzima. Batting eighth at second base, Ildemar Vargas. And batting ninth, your guy, my guy, our guy, Jacob Young.
I cannot believe, but am also thrilled. I'm just stunned.
I'm just giddy.
But very happy that Davey knew the assignment here.
The future is when? Now.
Abrams, Cruz, Wood, 1-2-3. I thought Cruz would bat seventh. Went from hitting 260s and AAA to going, you're our number two hitter in the big leagues against
Fine
the Yankees.
Fine by me. Let
Mitchell
him see
Parker's on the bump, as you mentioned. Five hits and a run, seven innings. Last time out, he'll be looking for his third quality start in his last four. It is time for your weather report. ahead of Nationals baseball. Today's game day weather is presented by Pepco. Storm season's here, and we know a little prep makes a big difference. Get storm informed at pepco.com/storm prep. Our show meteorologist is Darris Dameron.
Yep, it is 84 degrees out there currently in Nationals Park here in Southeast D.C. There is a little bit of a threat of some weather, some precipitation, but we know that it's cruise night, so Mother Nature is going to play nice and make sure that weather stays away.
Are you sure about that, Darris?
If a cruise is going to set sail, the weather needs to be nice. I think we can all agree to those
things. It is cruise day, my friend.
I'm just excited. When we were here for James Wood Day, everyone was standing up with every pitch, cheering on the balls, booing on the strikes. Hopefully, the vibes with more people in the ballpark will be even more electric tonight. This has been a great show, a lot of fun. Thanks to the Nats for the access they gave us during BP, getting James Wood, C.J. Abrams, Ryan Zimmerman on the show, Dylan Cruz's parents. Really, really was well done. Great work on site by Ryan, who made it possible. Darris back in studio pulling it all together. They are your unsung heroes today and every day on the show.
That was a lot of fun.
For Danny, I'm Grant saying so long. Charlie Slows, Dave Jagler, pregame on a big night for Nats fans. Next on The Fan.
Thank you for coming.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.